Next agenda item, discussion and possible action on amend bond covenants of 2009 Texas Water Development Board Water Infrastructure Fund Bonds by John Hawes.
Long title there, isn't it? Let me give you a little background. This is a proposed action item for y'all's consideration. For some time now, Jim Forte, myself, and working with Stephen Adams, who's back here, our financial advisor, and Chuck Kovdish, who's our bond counsel, is here, have been looking at our outstanding bonds. We have three outstanding bond issuances that are part of our water supply system revenue bond program. There's one from 2005, there's one from 2006, and there's one from 2009. This particular item only pertains to the 2009, but it's the first step in perhaps refunding and changing some of the bond covenants that we have on those that we think is to the best interests of the Brazos River Authority. And let me explain why. We may be coming back in October with the other two bond issuances for a potential refunding of those, which might save us some money. The market has changed a little bit. Rates have gone up a little bit over time in the last several weeks, and so the refunding is not quite as favorable as it might have been, but we'll still monitoring that, looking forward to that. But one of the things we want to do with all three of those bond issuances is potentially change some of the covenants or some of the requirements that are in the bond issuances themselves that require the Brazos River Authority to do this, and that's what this is about. This particular one is a bond issuance that we took out that's owned by the Texas Water Development Board, bought the entire issuance, and they're the bond holders at this point. They loaned us the money. It was a $22 million project. It was the Lake Granger intake project is what it is specifically, and it had the same covenants in it that the 2005 and 6 have. One of the covenants, and the one we're talking about here, requires us to hire a consulting engineer every 5 years to do an analysis of our facilities, of all of our water supply system facilities, and give us a report on that. What we discovered, and we've done that twice now, in the last 10 years, we've had two of those projects where we've hired the consulting engineer, and what we've discovered is that really the information that they've given us in that report was not really any new information, didn't add a whole lot of value to what we already knew from our own review and understanding of our assets. So what we're looking at here is is getting you all's approval to remove that requirement, because it costs us about $75,000 to $100,000 each 5 year period to do that particular analysis. And we feel like we do that internally anyway. And if we do need to do it, we certainly will go out and hire whoever we need to do it anyway, but that we don't think it's necessary for it to be required in a bond covenant to require us to do that. The Water Development Board, we've been in discussion with them. They agreed to that. They have no problems with removing the covenant from their standpoint. It's not that important to them. And in fact, they've already taken action. The board met last week on the 18th, the Water Development Board, and has agreed to the same resolution that you all are going to see in just a minute, and have already taken action and removed it. So the other step is for you all to do the same on the Brazos River Authority end. So, and as I said, really it's not going to change anything other than we don't have to do this particular process going forward. So anyway, that's sort of the background of it. We will certainly continue to do everything we need to do to analyze our assets and keep up with that and do that. But we do that very extensively through the budget process and through our construction programs, projects, and things like that anyway. So it just removes that and will effectively save us the money going forward on that. So I'll be happy to answer any questions in regards to that which y'all might have. Otherwise, I'll read the resolution. Unfortunately, it's a little bit of a lengthy resolution.
Yes. Just one question?
Yes.
Now, when you say that we do that anyway, now, do you report to the board on those findings? On the condition of those?
Usually on an asset by asset basis, we do not. If you consider the budget process, the budget book that we prepared and we'll talk about today has a pretty detailed listing of all the projects that we plan to do to maintain our assets and also do capital improvements to those assets. So I would say that really through the budget process is the main way that we are analyzing our assets and are recommending improvements to our assets from that standpoint.
So it's on record.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Any other questions? Would you please read the resolution?
Sure. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its July 29, 2013 meeting. A resolution approving amendments to the 2009 Bond Covenants Agreement of the Brazos River Authority relating to the Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Bond Series 2009, the State of Texas Brazos River Authority. Whereas the Texas Water Development Board, in parentheses, the TWDB, purchased from the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority, the Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Bond Series 2009 in original principal amount of $22 million, in parentheses, the Series 2009 bonds, close parentheses, through the Water Infrastructure Fund of the TWDB, and whereas the authority has requested that the TWDB agrees to certain amendments to the authority's 2009 Bond Covenants Agreement authorized and executed by authority pursuant to a resolution of the Board of Directors of the authority adopted on April 28, 2009. And whereas the TWDB has reviewed the requested amendments relating to the duties of a consulting engineer under the 2009 Bond Covenants Agreement and found that such amendments are reasonable and will have no adverse impact on the Series 2009 bonds or the security thereof. And whereas, as a consequence, the TWDB adopted a resolution on July the 18th, 2013, agreeing to such amendments upon stated conditions, and whereas it is now appropriate for the Board of the Authority to adopt the amendments to the 2009 Bond Covenants Agreement as approved and consented to by the TWDB. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, number one, the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto are hereby incorporated herein as if set forth in full at this place. Number two, conditioned upon the issuance by the authority of bonds payable from a subordinate lien on the net revenues of the system for the purpose of refunding the callable bonds of the authority's water supply system revenue bonds, Series 2005B and Series 2006, the Board of the Authority does hereby amend the 2009 Bond Covenants Agreement as follows. A, subsection 21K is deleted, and B, Section 15A, as it relates to the Series 2009 bonds, is amended to read as follows. Section 15, Repair and Replacement Fund Requirements. The Repair and Replacement Fund shall be maintained in an amount of $200,000 or such increased amount, which may be established from time to time by the authority following an annual review of the value of the assets of the system. In parentheses, the Repair and Replacement Fund required amount. The Repair and Replacement Fund required amount shall be maintained for as long as any of the bonds or additional parity obligations remain outstanding and unpaid. Number three, except as amended hereby, the 2009 Bond Covenants Agreement shall remain in full force and effect.
Thank you. You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Director Bell and second. Director Bennett, would you please call the roll for a vote?
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.